here's a story from The World.
Let's turn now to the U.S. election and what's at stake with it abroad.
The whole world is watching.
The most important election.
Human rights.
Climate change.
Race, immigration.
Value your freedom and democracy. This is what inspires the whole world.
With human rights activists jailed in Hong Kong, fears are growing that China will next set its sights on Taiwan. Taiwan is a fledgling democracy. It's seeking independence. And U.S. policy set by the next president may play a defining role in that push. Here's The World's Roopa Shenoy.
It's probably hard to remember, but 4 years ago, President-elect Donald Trump got off on a bad foot with China just by picking up the phone to the new leader of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, that country's first female president.
In an unprecedented move, Trump took a call from Taiwan's president, which broke more than three decades of diplomatic tradition.
Some foreign policy experts calling it a foreign policy blunder.
His phone call with Taiwan's president touched off something of a weekend diplomatic firestorm with China.
It took decades to develop the ground on which we talk to China. And Donald Trump tore it up today.
Trump was the first to talk to a Taiwanese president in decades, breaking with U.S. policy of officially regarding Taiwan as part of China, so as not to offend China. The country sees Taiwan as part of its territory. This was The Daily Show at the time.
No one's ever messed with China like this before. No one really knows what the ramifications will be. It may be nothing, or it could lead to a war.
The Trump administration maintains it hasn't formally changed U.S. policy, but it has stepped up arms sales to Taiwan and increased the pace of high-level visits to the country by U.S. officials. In early August, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar led a delegation to Taipei, the capital.
We could not be prouder that Taiwan is now one of the United States' 10 largest trading partners.
Azar announced a new economic dialogue with Taiwan that focused on potential partnerships in areas like technology and healthcare. Not long after, President Tsai, who had just been reelected, gave a speech demanding Beijing recognize Taiwan as a self-governed democracy.
The right of the people to choose how they are governed is a universal aspiration and inalienable right. As president, it is incumbent on me to protect these rights and to make certain that they will be passed down to future generations.
China responded by conducting large-scale military drills off Taiwan's southwestern coast. The U.S. made another move, sending Undersecretary of State Keith Krosh to visit Taiwan. China responded again by flying jets into Taiwanese airspace. Kelsey Broderick is an analyst and Taiwan expert with the Eurasia Group.
That caused the Taiwan Defense Department to actually give a press conference and say, we reserve the right to respond with our own military. That's new.
Despite China's hostile moves, Broderick says they could have been much worse. Many are surprised that China hasn't hit back harder.
In my conversations with former Obama officials, one of the things that they have mentioned is that they thought that China would react much more strongly to some of the things the Trump administration has done, and China didn't.
To Broderick, that means China might be willing to take even more pressure on Taiwan. And she says that's what might happen if Trump is reelected. Broderick says that if Biden is elected, though, Democrats may play it safe. Historically, they've promoted dialogue with China on Taiwan.
They're probably going to, in some ways, kind of walk back the relationship a little bit. I think that we will see much less high-profile efforts to be close to Taiwan.
Others, though, point to the longstanding bipartisan support for Taiwan and say Biden would stay the course the Trump administration has charted. Wellington Zhou is president of the Taiwanese American Citizens League.
That's like been a lot of work to kind of educate, I think, the Democratic Party about the fact that, you know, Taiwan shouldn't just be left on its own, that, you know, they're an ally with like a lot of similar values and mindsets as the Democrats.
Zhou points out that the Democratic platform under Biden, for the first time in years, omits any mention of a one-China policy, the policy that recognizes Taiwan as part of China. To Zhou, this is a positive sign.
There's definitely a lot of uncertainty right now with how the elections might play out. But whatever happens with the elections, we don't believe it will actually change a lot.
If China increases aggression toward Taiwan, Russell Shao of the Global Taiwan Institute says the U.S. will face more pressure to respond.
Beijing has to recognize that, you know, the more that it pressures Taipei, the more that it will elicit greater calls and support for Taiwan here in the United States.
At the very least, Shao says there's now a growing discussion about whether Trump was right 4 years ago, and it's time for the U.S. to be clear about its position on Taiwan. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.